Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. UN Security Council to hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss US military action in Venezuela. Venezuelan president and his wife to face trial on charges of committing narco-terrorism in a federal court in New York. Venezuelan Supreme Court appoints Vice President Delcy Rodriguez as acting president of the country. Government advises Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela. And in under-19 men's cricket, India beat South Africa by 25 runs using DLS method in the first youth ODI in Benoni. The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss the U.S. military operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. Venezuela's permanent mission to the United Nations has sent a letter to the Security Council seeking the emergency session, criticizing the U.S. action. UN Secretary General has described the U.S. military action in Venezuela that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro as a dangerous president. In a statement, UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said, Secretary General Antonio Guterres is deeply alarmed and worried that the operation could have serious implications for the region. The statement added that Mr. Guterres is deeply concerned that the rules of international law have not been respected. He emphasized the importance of full respect for international law, including the UN Charter, and expressed concern that these rules may not have been followed. Moreover, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, said that he is alarmed by U.S. intervention in Venezuela. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, First Lady Cecilia Flores, arrived in New York and were deported to a detention center in Brooklyn. They are said to face drugs and weapons charges in Manhattan Federal Court. The pair have been charged with conspiracy to commit narco-terrorism and import cocaine and conspiracy to possess machine guns and destructive devices against the U.S. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump asserted that an extraordinary military operation was carried out in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, under his direction and his leader, President Nicolas Maduro, who has been, along with his wife, captured and flown out of the country. Speaking at a press conference at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida, President Trump said the United States is going to run Venezuelan until what he described as a safe, proper and judicious transition of power takes place.
We are going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper and judicious transition. And it has to be judicious because that's what we're all about. We want peace, liberty and justice for the great people of Venezuela. And that includes many from Venezuela that are now living in the United States and want to go back to their country. It's their homeland.
The U.S. president also alleged that Venezuela is a major source of illegal drugs entering the United States and claimed that U.S. actions have significantly reduced maritime drug trafficking. He said U.S. will help rebuild Venezuela's oil and infrastructure sectors.
We're going to rebuild the oil infrastructure, which will cost billions of dollars. It'll be paid for by the oil companies directly. They will be reimbursed for what they're doing, but that's going to be paid. And we're going to get the oil flowing the way it should be, but we're going to run it properly, and we're going to make sure the people of Venezuela are taken care of.
Meanwhile, Venezuelan opposition leader Nobel Peace Prize laureate Maria Corina Machado said that the hour of freedom has arrived in Venezuela. In a social media post, Machado said that Nicolas Maduro faces international justice for the heinous crimes committed against Venezuelans and the citizens of many other nations. She further said that years of struggle for democracy in Venezuela have finally reached a turning point. The Constitutional Chamber of Venezuela's Supreme Court ordered that Vice President Delcy Rodriguez to assume the role of acting president of the country. The decision was taken after Nicolas Maduro was detained in an operation by U.S. forces. The court ruling said that Rodriguez would assume the office in order to guarantee administrative continuity and the comprehensive defense of the nation. The ruling added that the court will debate the matter in order to determine the applicable legal framework to guarantee the continuity of the state, the administration of government, and the defense of sovereignty in the face of the forced absence of the President of the Republic. External Affairs Minister has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict the movements, and remain in contact with Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is conscaracas@mea.gov.in and the emergency phone number is +58 412 9584 288. This is Akashvani and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Leaders of the Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council met BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rehman at the party's Gulshan office in Dhaka yesterday to express condolences over the death of former Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Begum Khalida Zia. During the meeting, the minority leaders described Khalida Zia as a strong and uncompromising leader who played an important role in the country's democratic movement. The leaders also discussed growing concerns over recent incidents of violence against minority communities in different parts of the country. They presented Tariq Rehman with details of these incidents and submitted an 8-point list of demands, urging the BNP to include them as commitments in its election manifesto. In response, Tariq Rehman said restoring law and order was essential to ensure public safety and rebuild democratic institutions. He said a functioning democracy was necessary to protect the rights of all citizens, regardless of religion or community. He added that he did not believe in dividing people into majority and minority, stressing that all citizens share the same identity as Bangladeshis. BNP Secretary General Mirza Fakhrul and leaders from minority organizations, including the Bangladesh Puja Uriyapan Purishad and the Dhakeshwari National Temple, were present at the meeting. In under-19 men's cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 25 runs on the DLS method in the opening youth ODI of the three-match series at Willamur Park in Benoni last evening. Put into bat first, India were bowled out for 300 runs in 50 overs with Harvansh Pangalia scoring 93 and RS Ambarish contributing 65. Chasing a target of 301, South Africa 148 for 4 in 27.4 overs when rain and lightning interrupted play. The match could not resume and India were declared winners under the DLS method. The series is seen as ideal preparation for both teams ahead of the ICC Under-19 World Cup, which begins on the 15th of this month. Vaibhav Suryavanshi is leading the Indian side in the series. Australian batter Usman Khawaja is set to retire from international cricket at the end of the fifth test of the Ashes that began this morning at the Sydney Cricket Ground. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. UN Security Council to hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss U.S. military action in Venezuela. Venezuelan president and his wife to face trial on charges of committing narco-terrorism in a federal court in New York. Venezuelan Supreme Court appoints Vice President Delcy Rodriguez as acting president of the country. Government advises internationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela. And in under-19 men's cricket, India beat South Africa by 25 runs using DLS method in the first youth ODI in Benoni. And that is the end of this news bulletin.